Okay, Dave, not hearing any other stations. It's your turn. Go ahead and pick it up. KCABOA.
KCABOA in the group. Well, we got the powder supplies this morning. We got pretty close to 6 inches. Took me about an hour and a half to do the drives and the sidewalks, but boy, it was nice stuff. As far as snow blowing and shoveling, it wasn't bad at all. And it was fun to let the young dogs out and let them rip through that snow, brought in 3 snowballs. And it wasn't bad at all. I didn't get much chance to do radio this week. I wished I could have, but I couldn't. And as far as that goes, I'm going to be one and done, guys. So 73, KE8, PCQ.
Well, Dave, you have a wonderful evening. I guess I'll take a crack at it. I did scrape the driveway off last night, shortly after I got home, and probably about an inch when I got done shoveling it off. And then this morning when I got up, I shoveled off another 2 inches before I went to church. So that's why I'm coming up with 3 inches. It was last night, it was coming down, it was freezing rain and snow, and I was concerned we was going to have a lot heavier stuff, but it was nice, light, and fluffy once it changed over, so that was a good thing. KC8SDL was in and out, so next we'll go to KE8AZN with NAERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, KC8BOA.
Well, all right, KE8BOA, this is KE8AZN, and, well, you know, and I definitely enjoy going out and playing in the snow sometimes. It's definitely fun, that's for sure. Other than that, I am staying inside and warm as well. I'll probably maybe go out for a little bit tomorrow, but that'll be it. I just definitely don't want to get feeling bad, that's for sure. So I'm going to hand it back over to you, and I don't know if this is a 73 round, but you know, if it is, then I'm going to still stick around for a little while. So hey, you guys have a great evening, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, KCABOA. This is KE8AZN.
Okay, yeah, KE8AZN, that was a 73 round, typically do 2 rounds. NAERL, Dave, go ahead and pick it up with NAKPR on standby, KC8BOA.
Well, I'm with Dave on the WPX rigging contest. I don't use FL Busy that much, and switching between FT8 and FL Digi, you kind of forget, at least I do, I forget kind of what's what, so it takes a little time to get kind of back in the groove. I worked 40 last night into the night, and it was just for a short amount of time, and it was pretty good. Made a few European contacts, but mostly stateside, and then 10 meters early this morning was pretty good. Then I worked a little bit of 20, and then a little bit of 15. Just enough to kind of get back. I wouldn't say I'm in a groove, but get back and practice a little bit. Everybody have a good week. Be careful when the snow comes. Back to you, Rick, KC8BOA and ADRL.
Well, thank you there, Dave. You have a great week. Next, we'll go to NAKPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up with KC8YVF on standby.
All right, Rick. Yeah, not much more to add. Did go to spend a week in Mexico, Playa del Carmen, last week, Wednesday to Wednesday. And 85 every day and about 74 at night. So I got used to that real quick, and I come home to this mess. But hey, that's okay. I think Michigan's a pretty good safe place to live compared to what you see on the East Coast, West Coast, and down south. So can't really beat it here. But thanks for doing that, Rick. 73s, everybody, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. You have yourself a wonderful week. Next, we go to KC8YVF with KD8PAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up.
Good evening again, Rick, everyone on the net. Yeah, not much else from me either here. I got a dentist appointment on Wednesday, so hopefully the snow's not coming in Wednesday. We've got to go down to Flint for that. Our dentist has been down there. We've been going down to basically the same dentist office for about 40 years. So, yeah, we got that at 4 o'clock. So hopefully the snow isn't coming in on Wednesday. I thought I seen it on Thursday, but I'll have to take a look. But other than that, just get some work in the shack here, rearrange some radios, and tried to clean a few things up, but did get the things working at least, and that would have been about it. Hope to talk to you, some of you, tomorrow night on the net. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you there, Ron. I was meaning to ask you a question if you were printing in PLA or what you were printing in. I know PLA has a starch in it and can put a buildup on the bill plate, and it can be touchy where it doesn't want to stick, and you have to actually clean it with Windex.
Yeah, I was printing in PLA for at least those particular items, and the build plate actually recommends you just use dish soap. So you use warm water and your regular dish soap to take any residue off. I did that. I did clean it, dried it very well. It wouldn't stick. So I ended up just doing a quick alcohol wipe after that to make sure I'd got all the soap and that off in it, and then it stuck fine. So right now, tonight's print, I'm using a smooth plate, and boy, that's sticking like crazy. I can't get it off once it's done, so I've had a problem getting it off the plate tonight, and using PETG for that with a smooth plate. But yeah, it just recommends for all the plates that I'm using, just soap and water for them, and most of them not even alcohol. KC8YVF, back to net.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, if you get PETG stuck on the plate too good, it will damage the surface, I know that. So you got to be careful. Next, we go to KD8PAZ, Mini, and with WADW on standby. Mini, go ahead and pick it up, KCDOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ, and yeah, from what I understand, Ron is supposed to start snowing Wednesday night into Thursday, so they didn't say exactly what time it was supposed to start, but anyway, other than that, I haven't been doing nothing except working on my puzzle, staying inside and on this side of the door and staying warm. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you, Minnie. You have a safe and wonderful week, and keep warm. Next, we're going to WADW, and then we'll do a standby, see if any other stations would like to join the net. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave. KCVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. KCVOA, WADW. Yeah, Dave, on the FLDigi and N3FJP, both of them work together. What you could do is, I probably should have a class on this. What you normally do is you start up N3FJP logger, and you turn it on so that it will log into the into the FLDigi, and then start the FLDigi up, and it will log right in. So you don't even have to go back to the log program. One of the problems that I have, though, is the trying to keep the especially with a contest like this where you got numbers, is keep the numbers straight, and you have to sort of keep an eye on that. That's the only drawback. I did have problems a couple times with the N3FJP and the FLDigi connecting on another contest, so I'm not sure what was going on. I'm not sure what computer I was using. It might have been my older computer, but it wouldn't connect. But anyway, that's about all I got. 73s. Everyone have a good one, and we'll catch everyone down the log.
KCBOA, WADW.
Oh, very good, Dave. Very good. Are there any stations that would like to check in to the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now.